Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
North Korea's state media says the country's first military spy satellite has crashed and has vowed a second launch. KCNA reported it crashed into the sea because of a new engine system and unstable rocket fuel. South Korea's military says it salvaged part of the satellite. The projectile sparked warnings across the region early on Wednesday morning. Japan briefly issued an evacuation alert in its Okinawa region. Rob McBride has more from Seoul.
South Korean military have confirmed that a salvage operation is underway and have now released a couple of photographs purportedly showing part of what could well be the rocket. They and their US allies would dearly love to get any bits of this rocket or the satellite itself to see just how far advanced North Korean technology has come.
The U.S. has suspended military exercises with Kosovo following its recent tensions with Serb minority. NATO is sending additional forces to northern Kosovo after dozens of its troops were injured during confrontations with ethnic Serb protesters. These are live pictures from the town of Zvečan, where those clashes took place. You can see more protesters gathered there today. The Serbs are angry over the election of ethnic Albanian mayors. Legislation to raise the U.S. debt ceiling has advanced to the full House of Representatives with a vote slated for Wednesday. The measure will have to pass the House and the Senate if it is to become law before the June 5th deadline. It increases the amount the government can borrow, but it also cuts federal spending. India's top wrestlers have postponed throwing their medals into the river Ganges after community leader intervened. It's part of an ongoing protest against the head of the Wrestling Federation of India. They're calling for Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh's resignation and arrest. He's accused of sexually harassing young female athletes. The wrestlers say they'll wait 5 days for a government response to their demands. The Philippine Senate has approved the creation of the country's first sovereign wealth fund. It's seen as a key tool to attract foreign investments for infrastructure projects.